to each and every one of us. And I pray that you have mercy on each and every one of us, for we are poor and needy before you. We ask that you bless not only the speaker who speaks with your power, with your counsel, with your knowledge, with your wisdom, with your understanding. And I pray that you also give a spirit of wisdom and of understanding to your children, so that as your servants speak, they can understand and they also receive the same kind of blessing that you bestow upon me. And I pray that you have you set aside the foreign time, and I pray that you bless us and help us to hide your word within our heart, lest we sin against you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today I talk about the Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 5. And I'm going to ask a few persons to read that. Josh, could you read that, 1 to 5? Isaiah chapter 11. What version you're reading? Chapter 11, verse 1. You jump.
Is it
NIV you're reading?
Yeah, what verse do you want? What verse do you want?
Verse 1 to 5.
Oh, okay. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of power. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge for what he sees with his eyes, but what he hears with his ears. So with righteousness he will judge the needy. Justice he will give decision before the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. The breath of his lips he will smite with the gift. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness his staff around his waist.
So I would like to ask Jean, could you read it one more time here? 1 to 5. I want you people to read to hear carefully, okay? And I'm going to explain to you.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the break of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist.
Okay. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, who is Jesse? Did anyone know who is Jesse? Did any of your friends name Jesse? Jesse is the father of King David. Okay? And you know that King David was anointed by Samuel the prophet to be the king of Israel. And the Lord promised him, because David is a man after God's heart, and he loved the Lord. And the Lord blessed him with this kind of blessing, saying to him that he and his descendant will sit on his throne for a long, long time. And but you know that in 586 BC, the Southern Kingdom was destroyed, and 100 some odd years earlier, 722 BC, the Northern Kingdom, the Kingdom of Israel, was destroyed by Assyria, and 586, the Southern Kingdom, Kingdom of Judah, was destroyed by Babylonian Kingdom. So if it was destroyed, that means there's no more king. Just like just like a tree. I draw you a tree. You know, that's the soil belief. That's a root, right? And the tree is like that. And if a tree cut down, okay, then if a tree was cut down, it would cut down like that. And what is left behind, this is called stump. Okay? And normally, the stump like that will not grow, okay? But sometimes it will grow. But the Bible says a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Okay? And this shoot, who is this shoot? This shoot is Jesus Christ. And from his root, from the root of Jesse, Jesse gives birth to David, David gives birth to Solomon, and all that, and later on, Joseph, the father of Jesus, right? Isn't it? From the human standpoint, Jesus Christ, the son of Joseph, the husband of Mary. But in reality, Mary is the one who gave birth to Jesus Christ, not through Joseph, but through the Holy Spirit. Mary is also the descendant of Jesse. So that's why a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his root, a branch. The word branch in Hebrew sounds like Nazareth. So that's why people call Jesus the Nazareth. Okay? His root, from his root, a branch will bear fruit. How can a branch bear fruit? A branch bear fruit because of the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, in the same way, Jesus Christ bear fruit because of the Spirit of the Lord. Okay? So if you and I want to bear fruit for Jesus, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot bear fruit. Okay? The Spirit gives life. Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit gives light. The Spirit gives life. Okay? Without the Spirit, you can't bear fruit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will have the power to bear fruit. You will have the power to witness for Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon Jesus Christ. Will rest upon Him. Him is Jesus Christ. And then what kind of Spirit is that? There's three pairs of Spirit, okay? If you have the Holy Spirit within you, you will have the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you will have the Spirit of counsel and of power. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, you have the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So I want to stop here. How did he describe the Spirit of the Lord? Using six words to describe. The Spirit of the Lord, if you have the Spirit of the Lord, you will have what? Wisdom. If you have the Holy Spirit, if you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you will have what? Understanding. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you have counsel. You don't need anyone to teach you. You have a counselor to teach you. The Holy Spirit himself will teach you. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you have power. Sometimes you are timid, you dare not do this, you can't do this, and you say, I can't do it. But if you have the Spirit of the Lord within you, if the Spirit of the Lord is on you, if the Spirit of the Lord fills your heart, then you have the power to be able to do things that you cannot do by your own flesh. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you have knowledge. You know things. You don't need anyone to tell you. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you have the fear of the Lord. I want to stop here. I want you to remember one thing. If someone tells you that he is filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to watch out whether he is the one who fears the Lord. If he doesn't fear the Lord, he's not filled with the Holy Spirit. The last pair, the third pair, is the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. If you are filled with the spirit of the Lord, you fear God. If you don't fear God, you are not filled with His Holy Spirit. You are filled with the evil spirit. You understand? Hello? Do you understand? Let's say it together. If you have the Spirit of the Lord, then you fear God. Okay? You fear God. In the same way, if you don't fear your parents, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit also. You're supposed to fear your parents. Because your parents can give you all kind of blessing, free of charge. Can you imagine, you go and ask your friends to give you a free meal, maybe one of these days, a free lunch. Every day free lunch? Do you have such friends in? Free room and board? No way. You know? You understand? So that's why, if you do not fear your parents, if you do not fear the Lord, you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. You are not filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And let me explain to you, what happened if the Spirit, in verse 2, if the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, what happened? Then you will delight in the fear of the Lord. In verse 2 and verse 3, listen to me, okay? Read the scripture and listen to me. You read the scripture, at the same time you listen to me. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon Jesus Christ. Rest upon Him. And then, when the Spirit of the Lord rests upon Jesus Christ, what happened? Jesus Christ will delight in the fear of the Lord. Sometimes as children, we don't love to fear anyone. Am I right? Could you raise your hand if you agree with me? You don't want to fear anyone. Yes or no, Josh? Do you fear your daddy? If you want to die young, you don't fear him, okay? When you fear him, what happens? In verse 3, you will delight in the fear of the Lord. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, if the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, right? Tell me what's the sign whether you are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not like they're charismatic, not like they're Pentecostal. Some people, they claim to be filled with the Lord, and then they fall on the ground, and then they roll. They scroll. No, that's not the fear of the Lord. If you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, what happens? You will delight in the fear of the Lord. Okay? What kind of blessing do I have if I delight in the fear of the Lord? Do you remember the last time? Anyone remember? Tell me some blessing if you fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is? It's a fountain of life. You want to die young? Don't fear. Okay? For sure you will die young. Two months ago, I was in New York, right? After I preached His word, there's a brother who approached me and say, Pastor John, I would like you to come to my house. So after I finished all the visitation and all that, I visited his house. He told me that lately he has a dream that every night he was chased after by something and he was struck dead. And he asked me, what does it mean? He did not come to the church lately, and the Lord speak to him with a dream. Okay? And he fear of that. And I share Job chapter 33 to him. And ever since then, he come back to the church. So last week, I went to New York. I see him again. And he's a lot more healthier. He loved to drink. He stopped drinking now. When he gets drunk, he gets drunk. And he loves to smoke. He smoked 3 packs of cigarettes. And last week, when I met him, he looks a lot more healthy. And he say he fear God. He don't want to do it anymore. And he live a healthier life now. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. Right? At first, I told him, don't do that. If you do it, you will die young. He don't listen to me until he has that dream, and then he has the sickness. I don't want to name what kind of sickness he has. And then he turn around. He turn around. Okay? Now the sickness is gone. And he's healthy now. But he say he feared the Lord. What other benefit do I have for fearing the Lord? Daniel?
Wisdom.
Hmm? With wisdom. You will have wisdom. And in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, what do I have? 6 things. 3 pair. You have wisdom and understanding. You have counsel and power. You have knowledge and the fear of the Lord. What did God has if you fear Him? What will He give it to you? With Him, remember the Proverbs, with Him, what do we have? Enduring wealth and prosperity. And what else?
Riches and honor.
You want to be poor? It's up to you. You do your own thing, you be poor. Okay? If you want to fear the Lord, you will have riches and honor. Enduring wealth. Everlasting wealth and prosperity. Okay? And then I tell you what did Jesus have when he feared the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord rests upon Jesus Christ, in verse 3, he will delight in the fear of the Lord. If the Holy Spirit rests upon you, you will delight in the fear of the Lord. And then when the Holy Spirit rests upon Jesus Christ, verse 3, Jesus Christ will not judge by what he sees with his eyes. Jesus Christ will not decide by what he hears with his ear. Then how can he judge? He judges with wisdom. He judged with understanding. He judged with counsel. He judged with power. He judged with knowledge. And he judged with the fear of the Lord. He doesn't judge based upon the senses, based upon what he sees. He doesn't judge based upon what he hears. If you do not have the Holy Spirit rest upon you, whatever you do things based upon what you see, you do things based upon what you hear. Sometimes what you see may not be true. Okay? Sometimes you see things that may not be true. If you see a pastor coming out of a bar, oh, then you say, I see John Lamb coming out of a bar, he must get drunk or whatever. Probably he go to the bar to share the gospel. Right? So you don't judge. people by going to the bar. But if I can smell from his mouth that he has alcohol there, and it comes off a bar, then what can I say? You can't tell me that you rinse the hot liquor with your, you know, you rinse it with it, right? You don't drink it. You can't say that, right? Then if you can smell it, then you know he probably drink alcohol. Am I right? You don't judge people by what you see. You don't judge people by what you hear. Sometimes people say, oh, this person is so-and-so is bad. May not be bad. Sometimes you make a wrong decision based upon what you hear, based upon what you see. You understand? Jesus Christ will not judge anyone by what he sees with his eyes. Nor will he decide anything by what he hears with his ears. You understand? Then how did he judge? He judged with righteousness. He judged with knowledge, with the fear of the Lord. He judged with wisdom and with understanding, with counsel and with power. He don't judge with the senses of your ear, with your eyes. You understand? Which is better? Just with your eyes, just with your ear, or just with wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Which one is better? Jin? Okay, Olivia? Fear of the Lord? Okay. So Moses, which one is better? I want to impress within your heart, listen to me very, very carefully. That determines your future. I give you two persons. One is Joseph. Joseph, not the New Testament Joseph, the husband of Mary. No, not that one. I'm talking about Joseph. It's the Joseph we call it in Genesis. The Old Testament Joseph. The 11th son of Jacob. When God gave him the wisdom and knowledge on how to interpret dreams, King Pharaoh, king of Egypt, promoted him to be on the second on the throne. Joseph. He did not judge based upon what he sees nor what he hears. He judged with the help of the Holy Spirit. You understand? And he get promoted. I want to encourage you to read about the life of Joseph. Another one. Daniel. Daniel has the Holy Spirit within his heart. The Spirit of the Lord rests on Daniel. And he delights in the fear of the Lord all his life. And the Lord promoted him to be the third one on the throne. If you want to be successful in your career, not going to Harvard to study MBA, but to what? But to fear the Lord. But to ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. You understand? When the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar sins against the Lord and see the writing on the wall, he was trembling in fear, didn't know what to do, and can't even read the writing. And the queen, the grandma queen, say, "Don't have to be afraid. There's a person who can interpret this dream, who can interpret what is written on the wall. And Daniel was brought out before the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay? Because Daniel was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon Daniel. And he can do things beyond any human understanding. Because God gave him what? Gave him wisdom. Gave him understanding. Gave him counsel. Gave him power. Gave him knowledge. And gave him the fear of the Lord. When people introduce Daniel, what do they say? He say, he's the man who is filled with the Holy Spirit. You understand? Hannah, you want to be wise? Do you? You want to judge things not based upon your own eyes? Not based upon your own ears? You need the help of the Holy Spirit. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Daniel the senior, you want to enjoy your job? Look at the life of Joseph. He was sold as a slave by his brother to Egypt. He served as a servant, but because he is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he got promoted. Even though he was sent to the prison because of false accusation, and he's still the head among all the prison. And wait until 13 years later, he become the second on the throne, other than King Pharaoh. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, even though you get an excellent degree from the Harvard University, you're still not going anywhere. You do not have peace and prosperity and joy. Because enduring wealth, riches and honor, enduring wealth are with the Lord. If you don't have the fear of the Holy Spirit, you don't get this kind of blessing. I don't care what kind of position you have now, but if you have the Spirit of the Lord upon you, and you seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit, one of these days, you will be the head of TD Waterhouse. Do you know what the city group? Do you know the name of the CEO of the city group? He's an Indian guy. I think he studied from MIT. He got his PhD in finance. His bachelor and master degree in MIT in electrical engineering. And in his PhD, he changed totally. He changed to study finance. Okay? But even though you are from India, East India, if you fear the Lord, you know, it's to be the CEO in the Citigroup. Citigroup used to be the what? The largest bank in the world. Can you imagine a native Indian? He still have a little bit of Indian accent. And yet, he was chosen to be the CEO of Citigroup. It's a very prestigious position. You understand? Learn to fear the Lord. How do you learn it? Learn at your own home. Fear your parents. How do you fear your parents? Honor them. Whatever they say, you do it. And see whether the Lord will bless you. Learn from your own home, then learn from your own career, and you'll be successful. Any question? Any question? No? Okay, keep going. Verse 3. When you fear the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, you will judge the needy with righteousness. You will give decisions for the poor of the earth with justice. So if you have the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you, whatever you do things with righteousness, you do things with justice. You love righteousness and justice. You hate wickedness. You hate iniquity. If you have the fear of the Lord rest upon you, you shun evil. Bad things, you don't like it. Good thing, you enjoy. Okay? Learn that. When you have the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you, you will judge the needy. You will judge the poor of the earth with righteousness and with justice. There's two kind of people in verse 3. The poor and the needy. Isaiah brought them together. The one who are poor and needy, very likely they will come to know the Lord. Because the society hates them. The poor and needy have no friends. If you are rich, you have a lot of friends, but not a real friends. The reason why you have friends is because they want gifts from you only. You understand? But whereas for the poor and needy, not even your relatives, not even your brothers and sisters love to be your friends. They hate you. Okay? Then you can't get any help but to turn yourself to the Lord. You cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to help you. If you ask the Lord to help you, the Lord is faithful and righteous. He will deliver you. Okay? So that's why the Bible says in verse 3, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth based upon their faith upon him. Okay? Now, 11 verse 4. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Why would he strike the earth? Those who do not believe in him, those who do not fear him. He mentioned ahead of time. He's not trying to trap you. He said he will judge you. Whether you are poor or needy, or whether you are rich and wealthy, he will judge you. He will judge you not because based upon your wealth. He will judge you based upon righteousness and justice. Based upon what you have done. Based upon, did you fear him? Do you have faith on him? Okay? That's how he judges you. But those people who is not afraid of the Lord said, I will strike them with the rod of his mouth. I will slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. What is the breath? The breath, in Hebrew word, the breath, the wind, and the spirit, they are the same word. In other words, if you do not want to receive the Holy Spirit within your heart, that means you do not believe in Jesus Christ. You want to have nothing to do with the fear of the Lord. You want to have nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. Eventually, God is going to strike you down with His Holy Spirit. the ticket and submit yourself to him and fear him. Then he deliver you and save you. You resist him. You oppose him. You do things against him. You say things against him. He's going to strike you down. He's going to slay the wicked with the breath of his lips, with the spirit of his lips. You understand? In the Hebrew word, which three words are the same thing? The breath, the wind, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? Gabriel, you want the Lord to strike you with the rod of his mouth? His Holy Spirit becomes the rod if you don't listen to him. If you listen to him, his Holy Spirit becomes your comforter, become your counsel, and make you wise, give you understanding, so that you can do well in your school, so that you can do well in your career. I've seen people who are doing very well in his own school, but do very poorly in his career, because he did not have the fear of the Lord. I've seen people with mediocre wisdom, but because he feared the Lord, and God gave him extra wisdom, that he did very well. Did Joseph have any career of his own? He has. He's second on the throne, other than King Pharaoh, right? Did he have any high education? Did he go to Harvard University? No, he didn't have any high education. He's the 11th son of Jacob. Jacob didn't go to any university, did he, Daniel? How did Joseph go to any university? But he has such a wisdom that the king wanted to use him. You understand? Not by human knowledge. Not by human counsel. Not by human wisdom. Not by human understanding. By what? Spirit counsel. Spirit power. Spirit understanding. Spirit wisdom. And spirit knowledge. Right? You have the fear of the Lord. Does that make sense? Now you have a choice. Okay? You can keep on doing what you're doing, or you can turn around and fear the Lord. Eventually, in the judgment time, he will strike you with the rod of his mouth. And he will slay the wicked with the breath of his lips, with the spirit of his lips. Okay? If you want the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to empower you, you fear him. If you want the Holy Spirit to discipline you, you oppose him. Does that make sense? Hello? Verse 5. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness will be the sash of his waist. In other words, when Jesus Christ judges you, whether you are poor or needy, whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not believe in Jesus Christ, one thing you can count on it, he will judge you with righteousness. He will judge you based upon what you have done and what you have said. He will judge you based upon his faithfulness too. In other words, if you believe in him, he promised you, he will deliver you, he's faithful, he will deliver you. You have a choice. You got that? Gabriel, could you tell me what have you learned today?
About the Holy Spirit. If you fear God, the Holy Spirit will give you like knowledge and wisdom.
Knowledge and wisdom?
Or the wisdom.
Wisdom and understanding, and what else?
Counsel and power.
Can you imagine if you are filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit let you know ahead of time what will happen, and then you give counsel to your king, you give counsel to your VP, you get counsel to the CEO, and man, whatever the counsel you give, everything will be fulfilled. Moses, you don't need an MBA in Harvard. You need to fear the Lord, don't you know? Come here, give me five. Do you understand? Don't go for shortcut, man. Fear the Lord. How do I learn to fear the Lord? I learn it where? And at which place? Josh? How do I learn to fear the Lord? Where do I learn it from? At what place? At home. Okay? I have very good relationship with your parents, okay? If your parents let me know, wow, my son, my daughter, lady, they fear me. And I'm going to pray according to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Oh Lord, I pray that you're going to give him or her wisdom and understanding, counsel and power, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Is it a good deal? When you fear your parents, then you hold on to the blessing, say, Lord, you promised to give it to Jesus Christ. You are impartial. I pray that you give it to me too. Does that make sense? In conclusion, I give you one more Bible verses to read, to memorize, okay? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. I use the Daniel. I want you to go to the Bible Gateway to using the version of NASB, New American Standard Bible, okay? NASB. Turn to my rebuild. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my word. I will make my words known to you. Jesus Christ at the Gethsemane when he prayed, he know that he has to take the cup of suffering. He know that he will be crucified next day. When he prayed to God, he said, not my will, but your will. Because he feared the Lord. Okay? Because he feared the Lord lift him up to the highest. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. When Daniel feared the Lord, when Joseph feared the Lord lifted him up among all his brothers, among all his people, to be the second on the throne. Even the king at that time honored Joseph and Daniel. You got that? If you do not have the Holy Spirit, now's the best time to get the Holy Spirit. Turn to my reproof. When you hear the Lord rebuild you, you fear him, you turn around and repent. When you repent, behold, take a look at it carefully. Two blessings the Lord will give it to you. I will pour out my Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, on you. And I will make my word known to you. NIV say, if you would have responded to my rebuke, I would pour my heart on you, and I will make my thought known to you. It's not my heart, it's my spirit. It's not my word, it's not my thought, it's my words. Okay? The NIV just interpret the meaning of it. NASB give you the original language. Chinese, if you can read Chinese, it's exactly like the original language, NASB. So, Daniel, NASB, that Bible, okay? You got that? Do you want to have the Holy Spirit rest upon you? Then you turn to his rebuke. Do you want to know his word? Turn to his reproof. Did you learn anything, Jean, today? What have you learned? If you have to read it, then you don't learn it yet. Impress in your heart. What have you learned? Jerry, what have you learned? Three pairs of gifts. You don't know the first pair? Try to remember that. The first one, wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power. Remember, whatever the counsel you give out of your human understanding, it won't be fulfilled. But if the counsel you get it from Holy Spirit, whatever you say will be fulfilled because he gives you the power to deliver your counsel. You understand? And spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. What else? If you have the Holy Spirit upon you, you don't need to judge people based upon what you hear from your friends. You don't need upon based upon what you see with your eyes, right? You judge it based upon the counsel from God. You don't need man to tell you what to do. You need God to tell you what to do. Man doesn't hold the future. They don't know what happened next 5 minutes. God knows what happened in eternity. Does it make sense? You need counsel from man, or you need counsel from God? Then what should you do? In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn to my reproof. Okay? I want you to write that down by that Bible verses in your NIV Bible, okay? Write these Bible verses, okay? Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour my spirit on you. I will make my word known to you. And then write it down, NASB. New American Standard Bible. And that's the lesson we have for today. Shall we pray? Did you finish writing that on your Bible? Okay? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we all sense that you are in our midst, and I pray that day in and day out, from morning to evening, you speak to us. Every time when we open up the Bible, we have the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, and we have the spirit of counsel and of power, and we have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Help us, O God, that we delight in the fear of the Lord. And help us to learn it at home from our parents. at church from our pastor, and from the company from our supervisor. As we learn it and put it into practice, and I pray, oh Lord, that you're going to set us aside, promote us, and give us what you promised us, riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. And I pray that you hide your word within our heart and help us to turn to your rebuke and turn to your reproof so that you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us and make your word known to us. As I pray that you bless us. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.